Bucks Uncensored is driven by Mastro Subaru and fueled by Buffalo Wild Wings. With the B-Dubs Fast Break Lunch Menu, you get all the highlights from the menu at discounted prices every Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings. Beer. Sports. At Mastro Subaru, they're stick carriers. So if you're looking for a new car, whether it's in Tampa or Orlando, they got dealerships in both cities. Let them know you're a stick carrier and you get a stick carrier discount. For more information on Mastro Subaru, go to MastroSubaru.com. Bricado's Sandwich Shop is a destination whether you live locally in Tampa or across the world. Bricado's Sandwich Shop, 5021 East Columbus Drive in Tampa, right next to Ybor City, home of the best devil crab and Cuban sandwich in town. Check them out, BricadosSandwich.com. Sports Legends Bar and Grill, host of the greatest draft party of all time at the corner of Drew and US 19 in Clearwater. Their food is fresh daily, and it's the only place where you can eat like a legend and drink like a champ. This is a real movement of real people. You can't stop this movement. You can tell us to cool it, or else it's not going to work. We are self-sustaining.
You see how we play as a family. You see what we do as a family. I can't feel my face, and the answer is unequivocally yes.
Bucks Uncensored.
I'm tired of getting disrespected. Yeah. I'm tired of low expectations. I know what we're about. I know what we're about. I know how great we are. Let's keep stacking them W's and let's do it as a family. More happy. Let's get it.
Let's go, Bucks! Let's go, Bucks! Let's go, Bucks!
I have not been this hyped about the Bucks in a long time. You feeling me? You feeling me? I mean, we get to Tuesday and Wednesday, and I cannot wait until Sunday. Well, here we are. It's the weekend. And it's a chance for our Buccaneers to go 2-0 against the Vikings. It's a road test. And it'll be a tough test. But I think the reason they're confident and we're confident is because the Bucs have talent. And they're playing with that confidence. This is Bucks Uncensored. I'm Justin Pulaski, the host. Got some great partners with Buffalo Wild Wings. We'll be in Sarasota on Sunday. The Buffalo Wild Wings on University Parkway. It's going to be wild. We're going to be giving away. I got my guys from Mastro Subaru coming down there. They are going to buy gift cards and we're going to raffle them off. Thanks to Mastro Subaru for that. So really awesome what those guys are doing. Just they're stick carriers. They want to hang out with the stick carriers, be a part of this. It's going to be 5235 University Parkway, 5235 University Parkway in Sarasota. Game starts at 1. We're going to get there a little early. We're going to do some giveaways. We're going to get just loud. We're going to blow the roof off that motherfucker, man. It is going to be... What an opportunity for the Bucks to go 2-0. We're going to be rowdy down there in Sarasota. I hope you're ready down there, Buffalo Wild Wings in Sarasota. It's going to be crazy. It is going to be crazy. Bucks then come home to a sold-out Raymond James Stadium for the Giants. That's right. Sold out. Sold out. I mean, we know the Giants fans are going to be there, right? We're not naive to that. We know they're going to show up. They're going to try and be loud early. It doesn't matter. Those days are done. See, they might still show up, but unlike past years, we don't back down anymore. We don't back down anymore. We're going to defend our house. And as the Bucks continue to win, the bandwagon is wide open. And you know what? I hate people that say, oh, jump on the bandwagon. We don't want you. No, fuck yes, we do. Fuck yes, we do. The bandwagon is open. Trash your old team's bullshit and get on board. We're building a tradition here. Cheering for our team is going to be a lot more fun than cheering for yours. I promise you that. I promise you that. So get on board with us. We want you. We need you. Let's come together, one city, one team. And let's dominate in the stands as our team dominates on the field. But first things first, the Minnesota Vikings. You guys are listening to every podcast, right? It's important you listen to every podcast. I do these three times a week. The numbers are outstanding, so thank you. Of course, love it. But see, here's what I said in my last podcast. I said, this is a year of payback. You know, the Bucks, they've been punched around for 10 years, over a decade. They've been punched around on the field. We've been made fun of off the field. That shit is ending this season. Payback. It's the season of payback, but the Bucks need to play with a chip on their shoulder. Well, Sam Bradford's not playing. He's not playing for the Vikings. And that means it's Case Keenum. Well, guess what, Case Keenum? Remember when you beat the Buccaneers when Lovie Smith was the head coach? Payback's a bitch. It is the season of payback. So, Buccaneers, let's do a little paying back to Case Keenum on Sunday. All I keep hearing is Dalvin Cook and Vikings defense. Well, I got news for you. What about the Bucs defense? Swarm to the football. Take advantage of that shitty offensive line they have in Minnesota. Get after Case Keenum and shut down Dalvin Cook. Shut him down. And on offense, you know who carries the biggest stick of all, don't you? Who are you thinking? Jameis? Are you thinking Mike Evans? Who else are you thinking? Who carries the biggest stick of all? It's the guy who started it all. It's the guy who started all of this. It's the godfather himself, Dirk Cutter. When asked about Xavier, it's the Vikings tweeting out, Xavier Rhodes is going against Mike Evans. Who gives a fuck? I mean, first off, are we supposed to be scared of that? And second, the Bucks also have DeSean Jackson and Cameron Brate and O.J. Howard and Adam Humphries, and the list goes on and on. We're supposed to be scared of Xavier Rhodes? I know who's not scared. the Godfather himself, Dirk.
You know, this is no disrespect because I think Xavier Rhodes is a terrific player, but, you know, Mike, take Mike up against anybody.
Of course you would. Mike Evans could end up as the best receiver in the NFL after this season. And he's on the he's already up there right now with Julio Jones and Antonio Brown. Mike Evans could end up being, he's just a man among boys at times. And if he doesn't drop a touchdown last week, he has over 100 yards and two touchdowns against the Bears. Catch the ball, Mike. Let's go. Let's go. But he can dominate. He can dominate against anyone. Xavier Rhodes. Okay, so let's say Xavier Rhodes plays an amazing game and does very well against Mike Evans. You also have everyone else on offense, all those weapons for Winston that they acquired this offseason. And you got an offensive line that I think matches up with the Vikings' defensive line, a very physical defense. Now, don't get me wrong. I'm not discounting the Vikings' defense at all. They're very good. Everson Griffin at defensive end, Hunter at the other defensive end. They got two guys that can get after the quarterback. You know, it's a big game for Donovan Smith and Damar Dotson. Protect Jameis Winston. Grind it out. Let's get the run game going. Good balance, just like you had against the Bears. Balanced attack. I really like the turf, though. I really like the speed of AstroTurf. Because I want to see how fast DeSean Jackson is. Jameis, let's hit him this game. Let's hit him. And I'd love to see the Bucs be able to hopefully take advantage a little bit. But see, here's the thing. Again, Vikings have a good defense. You know, Kendricks at linebacker is a good linebacker. Can cover some. Barr's dealing with an injury. At one linebacker, they get Gideon at the other. But I wouldn't mind seeing the tight ends for the Bucs used in the pass game this game. Maybe even more so than they were last week. If Xavier Rhodes is this big shutdown corner and he's going to shut down Mike Evans, then let's show the world the weapons Winston has. All across on offense. And again, get that run game going. But on the road, even more so than home, protect the football and offense. Protect it. Turnovers, I don't care how good you are. You turn the ball over, it's a snowball effect. And not a good one in the opposite direction. On defense, again, take advantage of that offensive line for the Vikings. It's not good. Gerald McCoy, Robert Ayers, Will Golston, Noah Spence. Chris Baker, if he play, I'm guessing he's going to play. There's this flu that's been going on. Baker's got it. Pamphil's got it. You know, somebody spray down one buck place. Let's get the flu out of there. I hope we make the... No, I'm not going to say it. I'm going to say it. No, I'm not going to say it. I'm going to say it. I hope we make the Vikings sick on Sunday. Oh. I don't know if that's impressive, if you're impressed by what I just said, or if it's laughable. It's kind of like, it was a lame attempt at a joke. Bucks corners match up with the Vikings receivers. I mean, I'm not overly concerned. Now, I will say this. I was a fan of Stephon Diggs when he came out of Maryland. I remember saying, Bucks, get him. He kept falling, went as a fifth-round pick. And honestly, the only reason I was high on Stephon Diggs is because I got to see him in person when Maryland played USF here in Tampa at Raymond James Stadium. And I was like, holy shit, that guy's really good. Really good. The reason he fell in the draft was he was injury prone at Maryland. And so he dealt with a lot of injuries. And so he fell because of the injuries. But man, when he's healthy and they're showing it, he's a tough receiver to go against. Adam Thielen, there they have him as well. Laquan Treadwell, who was a first-round pick. But see, here's the thing. Am I concerned about the receivers? I think Grimes and Hargraves can match up with them in man coverage, and this is what we might see a lot of, is a lot of man coverage and coming down and focused on stopping Dalvin Cook and Latavius Murray. Stop the run game for the Vikings. Blow up that offensive line. Get penetration into the backfield. Force Case Keenum to beat you. Now, here's the problem. He's beat them before. Don't take that shit. Play with a chip on your shoulder. Go up there and beat the Vikings. Beat them. Speaking of defense, congratulations to our first stick carrier of the week. We're going to do this every single week now. You vote on our Facebook page, so if you're not there, just search for Stick Carriers on Facebook. Become a member. Again, the only reason we make it a private Facebook page is so that if people are assholes, we can get rid of them. Other than that, it's completely public. Anyone that wants to join is accepted. We're not taking applications or any bullshit like that. Sit in a group. It's a way of life. But we also want to be able to remove people from a Facebook page that are just trying to cause trouble. Right? So get on the Facebook page. Sign up. We post all the events there. It's all about bringing Bucks fans together and cheering together. And enjoying the excitement together. That's why we do the watch parties, the away game watch parties. That's why we're with What the Buck for the tailgate parties. That's why thousands of us marched up Ohio Street, across Himes, and into Raymond James Stadium for the last game. And if you thought that was cool, if you thought we had a lot of people for that, wait until you see what we have for the Giants game and then the Patriots on Thursday Night Football. Holy shit. And we're going to I've already thought about how we're going to fine tune that a little bit. We're going to go in a little later. We're going to walk a little slower. There's no, we don't need to get in an hour before kickoff, okay? So we're going to take our time. We're going to let everyone know, and I'll tell you what, when we were going up that spiral walkway and we were going through the stadium, people heard us all the way out in the parking lot. All the way. And that was just the first one we've ever done. It's going to get better and better. We're going to go in a little later. We're going to just, we want everyone to be a part of it. We want everyone to be a part of it. I know I saw a lot of people filming us. A lot of people taking pictures in the parking lots on both sides, watching us march up Ohio Street and over Himes. That's fine. Do that. But then join us. Jump in the back. It's like a conga line. Come on, baby, do that conga. You know you can't control yourself any longer. It's going to be wild. It really is going to be wild. There was one lady, and I don't remember if I mentioned this on a podcast. There was, and I forget who told me this, but there was a lady who was crying inside the stadium. Somebody, I forget who it was, one of you stick carriers, somebody went up to her and asked her why she was crying as we were going by inside the stadium doing chants. She was crying. And she said that she was just so happy to see Buccaneer fans happy again. Get used to it. Get used to it, lady, and become a stick carrier with us. We need you. We need you in the march. We need you in the walk with us. Cheering and chanting. She's obviously got passion. If just seeing other people happy about the football team makes her cry, she's got the passion that we all have. Everyone's welcome. Everyone. I mean, soon, if we could get to the point where 30,000 people are all going into the stadium at once, it would be a dream come true for me. I mean, it would literally be a takeover of Raymond James Stadium if everyone went into the stadium at one time. Now, it would be absolute hell for the ticket takers. It would probably take a little bit of time to get into the stadium. But you know what? Sometimes when you stand and you're waiting to get into the stadium, it can be a drag. It's hot. Like, well, why is it taking so long? If you're standing there with a bunch of people that you just walked up a street with doing chants and cheering, and then you're just waiting in the security line and waiting to get into the stadium doing the same thing, sure does make it a lot more entertaining, doesn't it? God, there's so much to be excited about this season. And you know what? Bucks might win. They might lose on Sunday. Either way, next week's a gigantic game, a huge game. at 1-1 or 2-0, it's huge next week. I want it to be 2-0. I want the Bucks to go up there, play with the swagger they played with last week, play with that confidence, and just kick the living shit out of Case Keenum and the Minnesota Vikings. Somebody on Twitter said, aren't you concerned that they're not playing tough quarterbacks and when they play Tom Brady, blah, 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 blah? Who gives a shit? A big part of the NFL is getting lucky. So am I going to be upset that the Bucks are getting lucky by playing Case Keenum instead of Sam Bradford? No. I'm pretty fucking pumped about it because Case Keenum deserves some payback. And my God, I hope that's exactly what we give to him in front of his home crowd. Let's go, Bucks.
So the Buccaneers were pirates, this much we already know. But those damn cocklicker Vikings traveled halfway around the globe to spread their baby batter on the farthest reach of man. That's why to this day in Kenya you can see a Caucasian with their stupid horns and furry coats and cracker sodomy. It makes sense to dedicate to them your fucking football team. Leif Erikson, dead children, here's your legacy. If you're Norsky bloods in this country, you're just a damn Yankee. Hey! Stupid purple color, the sea Jews were gay lovers. Now that Aaron's done with her, hey Vikings, Rogers leftovers. Olivia Munn, open your flower, take some 4-inch Nordic power. It's so cold their balls are frozen. Chat my ass, these Minnesotans. -10, their dicks aren't big. Brett Favre proved it when he sent picks. Their playoff chances won't get bigger. Built a dome, they're in a blizzard. Sucks for birds in Minnesota. Hit that wall, their heads exploded. Your quarterback, his knee went crunch. Some people saw it, lost their lunch. Your coach is blind, it won't be fine. Your Super Bowl run was denied. You cried when that dumb asshole blew it. Number 4 just had to do it. Peterson was old as fuck. Beat that kid's ass with a tree trunk. It's last place in that old division. Sammy's bad, they block his vision. Cheer for guys that knock out women. Fuck yourself and go ice fishing. DUI for your old codger. Time to take your Jolly Roger. What's up, Lazy?
We gon' beat that ass on Sunday, y'all. Dominate on 3-0, we won't fall. It's our business once we kick that ball. I mean, I like to have them cook, but on Sunday, buck them all.
Bucks Uncensored.
Bucks Uncensored. Justin Pulaski, the commish, at commish online, Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. JPulaski324 on Snapchat. Let's get some Bucks takes in. Bucks and Vikings coming up. Man, cannot wait. Looking forward to seeing everyone. Hey, we organize these stick carrier watch parties because we just want people to group together, to come together, and to cheer together. You know, we know a lot of people in Sarasota come up for a lot of our events up here, so we're throwing them a bone. We're going down to Sarasota, Parkway, University Parkway. We're going to be down there. So we're looking forward to seeing my guys, the Smoking Jays, Garv, Sarasota Jay. What's that? Sammer's down there. We've got a ton of people down in Sarasota. So we're going to see all y'all. A lot of us are coming down there, all right? We're going to pack out Buffalo Wild Wings down on University Parkway. We're going to get to 2-0. We're going to come right back up here and defend our home turf against the Giants. All right, some Bucks takes we want to get to. We'll start with Sweet Lou. Now, Lou can be a little loud. A lot of you have asked for a little bit of a warning, so I'm giving it to you right now. Here comes Lou, so just be prepared.
Justin, Lou and Port Richey, man. Hey, man, this is the game right here. Minnesota Vikings, man. And we're going to go have a little watch party in Sarasota! In Sarasota! Let's do it, guys. Come on down, man. Let's go down there and support Buffalo Wild Wings, the guys in Sarasota that make it up to every event that we have in Tampa. Let's show them some support, man. Let's do this, man. Dude, I'm coming down. My beautiful wife can't make it with me, but, you know, next time, my love, she'll be there for the Giants game, though. It'll be all good. Love you, baby. But let's have a riot! Let's do this! I expect to see all you guys down there, man. Everybody that can make it, come on down. We'll see Sammer, Smoking Jays, Garb, Sarasota Jay, all our Sarasota brothers. Let's do this, man. Let's do this, man. It's going to be a good time. All right, guys. I'll see you there. B4, Brocados, Mastro Subaru, Headlines Barbershop, Joe Bucks Fan, Rock Riley, all the podcasts on Joe Bucks Fan, man. BigMotherFStick.com. Man, dude, Justin Pulowski for having this motherfucker. All right, guys, as always, speak softly and carry the big motherfucking stick!
Yeah. I got my voice back. Everyone's got their voices back. My face is still a little fucked up from the sun. I'm going to wear sunscreen. I got it. I'm going to wear sunscreen. But, man, it takes about a week to recover, and I'm hoping it takes a week to recover for every game this season. That means every game is going to be just completely wild. I think this one's going to be pretty wild as well. Craig's out in Vegas. Hey, Craig.
Hey, Justin. Craig in Vegas. What's going on, guys? Way to hold it down in RJS. Way to take back Ray J. Not all the way back, but we're getting there. What you're doing is giving me pride again in my hometown, which I've always had. But it's nice to see so many people get around the 813, the 727, the 941. Everybody is rallying up for one cause, and that's for this team and to also help this area that was pretty hard hit as well, too. I know people got lucky, but there are some people that weren't. But we'd like Jameis says, we take care of our family. But keep up what you're doing. I cannot wait to be 2-0, and we will kick the shit out of the Vikings. That Giants game, holy shit. 4 o'clock kickoff in Tampa. It's going to get crazy, crazy. So speak softly and keep carrying that big motherfucking stick. I'm out.
All right, Craig, good to talk to you again out there in Vegas holding it down. I think a lot of those people out there, the Buckaholics out there, are going to be making their way to Arizona for that Bucks-Cardinals game. Talk about payback. Woo! That's going to be some payback right there. Conrad is kind of out there. New Mexico, right?
Yo, what's good, Kamish? What's good, Stick Carriers? This is Conrad here in Albuquerque. And it's been a minute since I've done a Bucks take, so I want to just drop another one real quick. I just want to say that next Saturday, me and my girl, we are flying out of Albuquerque into Tampa for the Bucks-Giants home game. And after seeing all those pictures and videos of the Bears game, of the tailgate and the walk to Ray J, it's got me so fucking hype for this Giants game. It's unreal. I can't wait to finally come home and chill with all the Stick Carriers. And I get to finally see my Bucks beat up on those Giants in person, pick up that next W, you know what I'm saying? I think it's going to be a really special day for all of us. And I can't wait to come to Tampa and hang out with all the fucking Stick Carriers. I'm so fucking stoked. It's going to be such a good time. Anyways, as always, speak softly and carry that big motherfucking stick.
It's going to be good having you down here in Tampa at that tailgate party, Conrad. You make sure you find me. Come up, introduce yourself so we can all have a good time, man. Bucks and Vikings. We'll do some, maybe we'll do some keys for the Bucks to beating the Vikings here in a moment. But first, let's get Nate on. He's up in Philly. Hey, Nate.
Hey, Justin. It's Nate from Philly. Just calling in to say something that stuck out to me that you pointed out on the Monday podcast. And that's that I really, really hope we continue to do well. And I hope that our players continue to speak softly and carry that big motherfucking stick. And yeah. I'm really looking forward to seeing people like Gerald McCoy and Brent Grimes and some of those veterans step up and show these young guys that, yeah, we went out and we fucked the Bears, and we're going to go out and we're going to fuck up a few more teams. That doesn't mean we're invincible. We're going to see teams like the Patriots that we need to bring our A game for, and we can't for a minute slow down. They got to be hitting the weight room, hitting that practice, and, you know, if that just keeps happening, we can go a long fucking way this year. Alrighty. And speak softly. Carry that big motherfucking stick!
Yes. Yes. Are you feeling the energy, Bucks fans? We are here. It's the weekend. It is time for game number 2. The Vikings next on the list. And our last Bucks take comes to us from Outlaw.
Yo, Justin. Yo, stick carriers. Outlaw. Going to Minnesota this week. We're going into Minnesota where they've got turf. And gosh, I hope we're playing Case Keenum. Why? Because we owe that bitch. That bitch stole some games from us. And I hope there's some Buccaneers on this roster that remember that. And we go in there and we put him on his back. We got to get some pressure on the quarterback, stop the run, stop Dalvin Cook, put the ball in Case Keenum's hands, and make him regret the day he ever saw the Buccaneers defense. Last week we saw a little bit of the 3-4 defense, which I think, you know, I like to look at these games and look for signs of things to come. And I saw a couple of plays where they had a 3-4 defense dialed up, so maybe that was just kind of a tune-up for this week so we can get some pressure on that bitch. Man, he stole some games from us. Robert Ayers, put him on his back and step on his throat. Not literally, figuratively. Put your pen down, Tom Jones. Jeez.
Arr, Justin, the gay pirate here. I just want to let you know, Tom Jones tickles men's taints with his tongue. Arr, and he listens to Nickelback.
All right, the other thing I want to point out is we got a weapon for Winston this season, or this offseason, and one of them was that Ferrari, DeSean Jackson. He's playing on turf this week. Let's burn that turf. Let's put tire tracks all over that turf. My bold prediction, DeSean Jackson finds the paint this week. Not once, but twice. And the Buccaneers come out for victory number 2. Jameis Winston's victory number 17, and that's important. Let's go out there, step on throats, and stack them dubs. 2 in a row, baby. I'll see you guys all at Buffalo Wild Wings or B-dubs, and we'll stack another dub. Until then, speak softly, because Sunday, we're carrying big motherfucking sticks. Crushed it.
All right, Outlaws fired up. I'm fired up. You're fired up. It's the Bucks and Vikings, and we will be in Sarasota. Buffalo Wild Wings, University Parkway. Hope to see all of you there. It's just, you know, people are going to complain. Oh, I just saw somebody on Facebook. Oh, you just want your sponsors. The sponsors came to us. I don't prospect, okay? I'm not going out trying to find sponsors. When Buffalo Wild Wings comes knocking on the door and sends me an email and calls and says, we want to be a part of this, am I supposed to say no? No, Buffalo Wild Wings is a great place to have a watch party. When Mastro Subaru comes to me and they're like, we're stick carriers, we want to be a part of it, I'm like, okay, come on board. So we love Buffalo Wild Wings, man. I think it's a great location down there. All the Buffalo Wild Wings in the area, they're big, they can hold a lot of people, and we got a lot of state carriers. We're going to give one location. We're going to be in Sarasota. We're going to be in St. Pete. We're going to be in New Tampa. We're going to be all over the place. That way, everyone has a chance to have an away game watch party close to their house. All right. So looking forward to it, man. It's going to be wild. It's going to be fun. Bucks Vikings. All right. So how are we going to do this? I just usually sit down and just go, right? I don't have anything. The only thing I pulled up was the Vikings depth chart to look it over right before I started. So I didn't even plan for any keys. And I don't like doing the typical, well, they can't turn the ball over. Of course they can't turn the ball over. But what do they need to do to go above and beyond to win this game? Well, I think defensively, I'm not going to say just win the line of scrimmage. But what I think they need to do is win the one-on-one battles on the outside. I want to see man coverage, and I want to see Hargraves and Grimes winning the one-on-one matchups. You want to know why that's important? Because if they can do that, you bring the extra safety in the box. This could be TJ Ward's game right here. His strength is coming down and stopping that run. TJ Ward. But to do that, you got to have those corners on the outside, nailing it down, allowing them to come up and just stifle that run game. Stifle Dalvin Cook. That's number one. Number two, Bucks have to be balanced on offense. And to do that, the key has to be this Buccaneer offensive line. They don't have to dominate the game because the Vikings have a really good defensive line too. What they need to do is open up creases for Jacquizz Rodgers to get some yardage, right? Positive yards in the run game. Stay balanced. I think if they stay balanced, it's going to open up the pass game. And this game, I think we need to hit two big plays. Two of those touchdowns that they just missed last week. Deshaun, Mike Evans dropped the touchdown. Charles Sims just overthrew him. They need to hit on two of them this game. Two. Okay, the rest will take care of itself. Because if they can do man coverage on the outside, the pass rush is going to get to Case Keenum. So I don't need to say pressure Case Keenum. That's going to happen. But to make that happen, they got to have the coverage on the outside. Jameis Winston's going to play his game. I think they're going to use the tight ends. I think that's going to, but they got to be balanced. They can't throw the ball 45 times on the road in the dome in that new stadium up there in Minnesota. So those are my keys right there. Special teams are special teams. I mean, I want Brian Anger to keep punting the hell out of the ball, and I want Nick Folk to keep making field goals. Let's do this. Let's go on the road. Let's get a victory. Let's come back 2-0. One of the biggest early season games ever coming up next week at home. It's going to be a blast. It's going to be a blast. All right, we'll see all of you. Sarasota, Buffalo Wild Wings, University Parkway. I'm really excited to see everyone. I feel like it's been forever since I have seen you, but for most of you, it's only been a week. Gosh, I guess this is what it feels like when you actually like are excited about your football team. It's been a long time, right? It's been a long time since we've been this excited about our team. So this is what happens. You're so excited that the weeks seem like they take forever. Well, we're here. It's the weekend. It's game weekend. It's number two. Trying to go to 2-0. Let's get it done. But as always, we remind you first, Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, at Commish Online. A lot of stuff I do on game days on Snapchat, jpulowski324. And the podcast is three times a week, Monday, Wednesday, Saturday. It posts. If you subscribe on iTunes with the iPhone or if you have an Android, Podcast Addict, Podbean, posts at noon, downloads to your mobile device. At that time, each of those days, if you want it beforehand, our partners at JoeBucksFan.com, they got it first thing in the morning. We love JoeBucksFan.com. So check out Joe Bucks Fan. Check out all the podcasts they have. They got a whole bunch. They got a bunch of new ones as well. Just love them. Love Ira Kaufman, Bobby Fenton now with them, the Scuttle Bucks, Todd Wright with his fantasies. I mean, just so much with JoeBucksFan.com. Thanks to Buffalo Wild Wings for hosting the party on Sunday. Thanks to Master of Subaru. They're going to come out and be a part of the party on Sunday. Obviously, sports legends. We got another away game watch party out there coming up in a few weeks. And Bricado's Sandwich Shop. They're going to be out at the tailgate party next Sunday throwing out some Cuban sandwiches. So can't wait to see Mike and the boys out there for the tailgate party. We love B4. We're going to try and get B4 out there next week as well so we can all avoid that hangover come Monday morning. So many great people. Such an exciting time for this movement, for the Bucks fans in general. I mean, it's just great. I just really hope it doesn't end, and I don't think it's going to. So, as always, we go right back into this, the words of the Godfather himself, Dirk Cutter. He said these words at the tail end of last season. They held true. We got all fired up, and we turned it into a movement. But I play them for you in a much sexier voice.
Shh. Speak softly and carry a big motherfucking stick.
Good Lord Almighty. And with that, we say, nailed it.
Stand up, baby! and shout.
Go Bucks.